Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. We're kicking off this week's episode with a major announcement from Mozilla. As Firefox prepares to roll out hardware-accelerated Vulkan video decoding on NVIDIA GPUs for Linux users, this highly anticipated feature arrives in Firefox version 153, slated for release on the 21st of July. Importantly, it's not enabled by default, but users can toggle it through the About Config menu, unlocking smoother and more efficient video playback. Up until now, Firefox on Linux has had its hardware video decoding switched off for all NVIDIA cards, so Linux users had to rely on unofficial patches and community-driven hacks. That's finally changing, thanks to Mozilla's push for broader graphical compatibility. By integrating Vulkan, Firefox not only boosts video playback performance, but also positions itself to better support modern graphics environments across different Linux setups. This is a critical move for anyone who values quality streaming and is another sign of Mozilla's ongoing commitment to open standards and Linux users. Next up, let's shift to the single-board computer world, with exciting news for Raspberry Pi community and industrial users alike. The Raspberry Pi Foundation just released version 2.3 of the RPISB Provisioner, their flagship secure boot provisioning suite, dramatically enhancing large-scale device management. Responding to user feedback, this release incorporates automated identity assignments and flexible provisioning workflows, making it dramatically simpler to roll out fleets of devices securely. For educational institutions and industrial deployments managing hundreds, or even thousands of Pis, simplified onboarding is a game-changer, but equally important is security. The new 2.3 release introduces asymmetric cryptography, making device onboarding and identity much harder to compromise. As deployment numbers grow, these advancements help reduce manual work, mitigate identity management risks, and shield devices against evolving cybersecurity threats. Let's head over now to another major player in the Linux hardware landscape, AMD's Radeon GPUs. Valve's Timur Kristoff has rolled out important driver fixes aimed at legacy Radeon GCN 1.0 and GCN 1.1 graphics cards. Many Linux users depend on these older GPUs, and this update is a breakthrough. It rewrites parts of the shader management and optimizes L2 cache operations. These new drivers tackle firmware-related issues that previously limited performance and stability on older AMD cards. The fixes underline the commitment from open graphics teams to ensuring legacy devices are still relevant in the current Linux ecosystem. So whether you're running a 7-year-old PC or a newer system, you should see better graphics performance and fewer bugs thanks to these upstream improvements. On to security. Critical updates have just landed for a number of leading Linux distributions, including Alma Linux, Debian, Fedora, and Ubuntu. System administrators and users are being urged to update quickly, as these patches target vulnerabilities in core packages that could be exploited by malicious actors. This round of maintenance clearly demonstrates how fast coordinated responses are essential for upholding vital system security. As ever, regular patching is your best defense. Don't delay those upgrades, especially this week. Let's switch gears briefly to policy and climate. There's been a significant legislative development in Florida, where a new law effectively bans any local net zero emissions policies. This move has sparked concern among climate advocates, who say it undermines local government autonomy and obstructs efforts towards strong climate accountability. Laura Peterson from the Union for Concerned Scientists points to the influence of vested interests in shaping the new legislation, which could set a precedent for other regions. The tension between regulatory intervention and grassroots activism is increasingly playing out in arenas where tech and policy intersect, so keep a close eye on this space. Let's move on to licensing and compliance, an issue that's central to open source, but often invisible to the end user. GitHub has made some meaningful changes this week to help developers comply with license requirements attached to dependencies and software projects. With the new system, license compliance checks are built right into the workflow, so as soon as you raise a pull request affecting dependencies, you can get real-time feedback on any license concerns. There's now a dedicated licensure policy team on standby, able to quickly evaluate and grant requests, including temporary exceptions for urgent bug fixes, which helps keep productivity up while remaining fully compliant. These updates reflect a shifting culture around open source collaboration, one that expects robust compliance without hindering innovation or developer speed, So whether you're maintaining a massive repository or contributing your first patch, expect smoother compliance across the board on GitHub. Rounding out this week's coverage are several other stories that highlight the diversity and energy of the wider open source movement. First, the GCC project is preparing version 16.2 for release in August. This iteration brings essential bug fixes and performance tweaks, keeping the GNU compiler collection current and ready for new software challenges. GCC remains a bedrock tool for developers across countless platforms, so every upgrade counts for reliability and performance throughout the ecosystem. In parallel, the Arch Linux community is ramping up vigilance after a recent malware incident was detected in the Arch User Repository, or AUR. The affected packages were quickly flagged and addressed, but the event serves as a reminder of the risks with community-managed repositories. Transparency, swift response, and user education continue to be key factors in protecting the integrity of open-source projects. Shifting to hardware again, the Asahi Linux project is reporting serious progress on bringing Linux to Apple Silicon, especially the latest M-series chips. These devices have been admired for their performance and efficiency, but historically posed a big challenge for alternative operating systems. Now, with accelerating support, tech enthusiasts are a step closer to running modern Linux distributions natively on Apple's cutting-edge hardware. For developers, this expands the hardware choices for open-source testing, and for power users, it underlines Linux's enduring adaptability. In Microsoft news, WSL containers are now in public preview, offering a tighter workflow between Linux and Windows applications for developers. With Windows Subsystem for Linux containers, devs can run Linux containers in a Windows environment, further breaking down barriers between the ecosystems. This opens up new development possibilities for those in hybrid environments, and marks another milepost in long-term Windows-Linux convergence. Last but by no means least, the recent inaugural KubeCon, CloudNativeCon, and Open Infra Summit spotlighted the thriving synergy between OpenStack, Kubernetes, and the world of artificial intelligence. The event highlighted new work enabling OpenStack to serve as a foundation for AI and cloud-native workloads, underscoring how traditional infrastructure is evolving alongside new paradigms. These sorts of summits are invaluable. They bring together the brightest minds and showcase technical collaboration, which ultimately benefits the broader community and users worldwide. Taking a step back, the theme running through all of these stories is the incredible pace and diversity of innovation within the open source community. From foundational security patches to advanced hardware support, from regulatory debates to grassroots collaboration, the landscape keeps expanding. If you want to make the most of your tech toolkit, keep tabs on these developments. Small changes often add up to substantial improvements in reliability, security, and usability. It's never been more important to stay informed and engaged, whether you're a developer, sysadmin, educator, or an everyday tech enthusiast. I'll be watching closely as these stories develop, so be sure to tune in again for your latest open source insights. It's a fast-moving world out there, and we'll keep you in the loop. Thanks for listening.